There are more and more rules and regulations being brought in to make sure Britain meets its environmental targets every year. But get ready for many more to come over the next 10 years. Now, with a legislative campaign to cut carbon emissions, businesses need to be thinking about every aspect of what they do. But how do you make such a plan cost-efficient? And how do you convince your customers? Well, the message for Cornish businesses delivered at a breakfast seminar hosted by Winterrule, Cornwall Development Company and the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce in Truro is that you can actually turn it into a commercial opportunity.
And what I want to do is just share with you the journey that Marks & Spencer has begun on carbon.
Mike Barry is Marks & Spencer's Head of Sustainable Business. He revealed to the seminar how the chain is getting not only the staff, but customers to buy into sustainability.
I think we're very clear as a business that sustainability is a huge challenge for the future, that M&S needs to be at the forefront of tackling. It's something our customers want, our shareholders want in reduced cost base, and that our management teams want in terms of securing our business model for the future. That's what M&S wants. But M&S is also very clear that we have to play a role at inspiring and engaging others to change. We've got a supply chain of 2,500 factories around the world, 20,000 farmers. We have to take them on a journey to become more sustainable. Some of them down here in Cornwall, we've got a great partner in Enact, based down here, working with us on low carbon insulation for consumers' homes. There are many other businesses, farmers, that also supply M&S down here. So we see it as a role for M&S to be at the forefront of inspiring change across many small organisations. I mean, M&S has got the luxury of being able to employ somebody like me. Many SMEs don't. So if we can stand up here for an hour and inspire people and show them that it's possible to make money from becoming more sustainable, encourage them to change their businesses, that is a role that we will play.
Another thing we heard today was about how people want not just to make money or see that it is worthwhile from the financial point of view, but also that it's easy.
Absolutely. So, I mean, at the moment, Plan A, our sustainability programme, is making Marks & Spencer £50 million profit a year. It's less energy, it's less waste, it's less packaging. It's good for the planet, saves you money, absolutely. But what our customers are telling us, the middle people in our customer base, are saying, just make it easy, M&S. We are worried about the future. We're worried about climate change. We're worried about what the planet we're leaving for our kids. But we want it to be easy. Don't make charges more. Don't give us an essay to understand in terms of shopping more sustainably. Put it on a plate for us. If we can just walk into M&S and know that by buying certain products in a certain way, same great product, same great price, that's greener, fantastic. That's exactly what they want.
Cornwall markets itself as a green region, with many businesses making their money by pioneering different aspects of environmental sustainability. Cloud9 is one of them. Chief Executive Chris Chapman.
Cloud9 designs and supplies eco-houses, and they're gorgeous, they're lovely to live in, and they give you that great reward of paying virtually no money to heat them.
Obviously, when you're selling a house, you've got to make it apparent that they're going to want to live in it anyway. It's not just about a green agenda.
People want to live in a place they like the design of, and that's something that makes financial sense for them.
So your top tip for any business trying to make money or make it more worth their while by being more sustainable?
Stare at the obvious. There is quite often quite some obvious things to be done, but you just have to actually get your mindset in the right place. And I think if the heart's in the right place, you can go there fairly quickly and you can probably make about a 15-20% impact.
William Box runs Carnego Systems, also in the green building market in Cornwall. He spoke about how more needs to be done to encourage environmental companies to start up and pioneer new ideas.
Starting up a company is always interesting. If you're going to build a valuable company, you're often doing something that hasn't been done before. And you need to be able to access people and finance who are happy to back something which is hopefully well thought through, but they can't necessarily immediately point at another company that's already doing it. So I think there's different types of finance available, and there's different attitudes around in Cornwall, but we need to get stronger at being able to back companies who are trying to do something new and truly innovative in the marketplace.
You're an award-winning firm. Reading University have used your skills. Just tell me how you've helped Reading.
We ran a project at Reading University around a number of their buildings, and the project just recently won a national award. And that was all about trying to reduce the energy used within the buildings. And rather than investing lots of money in making lots of physical changes or upgrading expensive systems, what we do is we collect lots of data about how the building performs, and we do that sometimes on a minute-by-minute basis, continually. And using that data, we then use our systems and software and approaches that we've developed to then interact with the people who are working in the buildings and who have much more control than they feel at the start around how much energy that building uses. So by using real data and techniques that we've developed, you slowly start to influence how people behave, and you develop a new culture within the occupants of the building. Not by being big brother and feel that they're being watched and coerced, but just kind of tilting the playing field so that their behaviour naturally changes over a few weeks, and more importantly stays changed. There's lots of interventions around which deliver great results for a month, but then all the behaviour slips back to where it was before. Our approaches are about long-term true changes in behaviour and culture.
So the challenge for Cornwall seems to be not simply marketing itself as a green sector region, but to make sure it keeps its lead. Speakers at this seminar have told us one way to make sure this happens is to look at sustainability as an opportunity for income generation.